Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1202. Can't Switch Gears? Helping Kids Transition, by Adina Sokloff of ParentingSimply.com. Hello, everybody, and happy Friday. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and this is the show that's all about improving your relationships, predominantly through the reading of great relationship-oriented articles and book excerpts. If you are new here, Thursdays and Fridays are spent on parenting material specifically. So let's keep at it with today's post from Adina Sokloff as we optimize your life. Can't Switch Gears? Helping Kids Transition, by Adina Sokloff of ParentingSimply.com. When my kids were little and I first read the book Raising Your Spirited Child by Mary Sheedy Kirchinka, I wanted to cry in relief. All four of my kids are introverted, two are pretty sensitive, one was extremely persistent. When Kirchinka described each of the temperaments, it was as if she was writing about at least one of my kids. When I read the chapter on the temperamental trait of adaptability, I felt as if she was living in my house. Anytime my family had to transition from one activity to another, or as Kirchinka says, adapt, it was rough. From playtime to bath time, from getting dressed to brushing teeth, from getting into the car to getting out of the car, it was not fun. It did not help that I had problems adapting too. Most young kids have a tough time with transitions or adaptability. This trait can also contribute to parents feeling that their child is stubborn, or as we learned in a previous article, persistent. In this post, as in our previous post where we spoke about the different temperamental traits of introversion, extroversion, intensity, persistence, and perceptiveness, and how to manage them, we will talk about the best strategies to deal with the temperamental trait of adaptability. Adaptability. Adaptability is the ability to make smooth transitions. As we mentioned before, some children and adults cannot move from one activity to another. Change is very difficult for them. They have trouble shifting gears. It can be exhausting for parents and kids too. In The Explosive Child, author Ross Green refers to the inability to adapt as difficulties in the domains of flexibility and frustration tolerance. It is a major cause of tantrums and explosive behavior. Quote, an explosive outburst, like other forms of maladaptive behavior, occurs when the cognitive demands being placed upon a person outstrip that person's capacity to respond adaptively. A substantial number of them, the unlucky ones, explode. The criers are the lucky ones, because we adults tend to take things far less personally and respond far more empathetically to children who cry than we do to children who explode, even though the two behaviors emanate from the same source. End quote. It's tough to manage life with children who have difficulty adapting, especially nowadays when we always seem to be going somewhere. But these children teach you to be organized and plan ahead. They like routines and can stick for a long time to one task. We all know adults like this. These are the planners, the well-organized, the people who you want in your carpool group. The triggers for bad behavior in this domain are being rushed, surprises, and changes of plans. We can help children manage their feelings by giving them words to describe themselves, such as, you don't like to change, you like to be organized, you need to know what to expect, and you like routines and plans. It is helpful if we identify transitions and use the word transition to describe to our kids what is happening. We can also train them to look for transition times. Kids need their feelings affirmed while they are moving through a transition. We could say, rushing is stressful for you. You weren't expecting that. Surprises are too much, and it is hard to leave. To help your kids cooperate, you can allow extra time for transitions, establish routines and avoid surprises, give 5 to 10 minute warnings, limit transitions and overscheduling, help children refocus on their next activity, younger children need a concrete idea of time, and use imagination, like saying, "Let's pretend we're airplanes and it's time for takeoff." Problem solving with kids is also helpful. "You thought I was going to take you and I'm only taking Jason. What could we do to make you feel better? Is there something you could take with you to help you? What do you need to finish before you're ready to leave? How many minutes do you need to finish what you need to do?" These kids need to be praised every time they move through a transition successfully. "You came right when I called, even though you were in the middle of your favorite game. Mom told me you went on 3 errands with her, the bakery, the shoe store, and the gas station. You had your book on tape with you, and that really helped." These children also need to be freed from the following negative roles: stubborn/stable, impossible/likes routines, and bullish/focused. If you, the parent, are slow to adapt, schedule enough time to regroup between errands and activities, plan ahead, laugh at yourself, and talk yourself through transitions. You just listened to the post titled, "Can't Switch Gears? Helping Kids Transition," by Adina Sokloff of ParentingSimply.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And thanks a lot to Adina for this great write-up. Definitely a post that helps bring understanding and clarity to an often frustrating part of parenting. I think what I like most about this article was her problem-solving segment. We've talked a lot on our parenting episodes about the value in hearing kids out, letting them have a say, and getting them comfortable with a sense of independence and being treated like an adult. It's great to see that on display again here. Obviously, as parents, we have to retain a sense of authority, but if you're helping your child through a tough transition and you ask them what they need for a situation to be easier next time, hear them out. And if they make an unreasonable request, keep looking for compromises. It's in moments like those that it's essential to not say, "I gave you a chance and you blew it," you know? Keep being patient and look to find a middle ground, reminding them that you love them and that you two are partners trying to figure out what's best for both of you. In a situation like this, language, tone, and overall patience go an incredibly long way, with less regard to the age of the child than you might expect. But that's going to do it for now, everyone. Parents, I hope you took something from this episode and yesterday's parenting post as well, if you checked it out. We're going to be back tomorrow with another Q&A episode, as we usually are on Saturdays. So be sure to come on back again and listen to that one, where we will help out one of your fellow listeners with a personal relationship question, and where your optimal life awaits.